I'll never forget Jonathan Messick with that scythe 14 foot up there trying to put out the fire. 2 o'clock in the morning. I was trying not to laugh, but it was funny. Exodus chapter 21. Great to see you here tonight. All those from Souls Harbor and Lighthouse Full Gospel, just pretend like you've never heard this before. I had something else on my heart, and I got to praying back there in the nursery today, and I just felt this come to me, and I don't know. It's been changed around a little bit since you heard it, so you may not even hardly remember to recognize it anyway, but I know all y'all could use it twice. Exodus chapter 21. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master hath given him a wife, and she hath borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. Listen to verse 5. If the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, and I will not leave him, then his, and I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. If the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall bring him to the door or the doorpost. He shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Heavenly Father, help me here tonight in this service, Lord, to preach to these wonderful young people. God, thank you for the altar service, the service today, the preaching of Brother Jones, and this service tonight, what we have already felt. I pray tonight that your anointing would overshadow me, God, that the coal would be taken from the altar and applied to my unclean lips. God, make me worthy, Lord, to stand before you. God, hide me behind the cross, God, and not only for my sake do I ask this anointing, but for the sake of every person here tonight, God, that you would anoint me tonight and give me the words and let me say exactly what you want me to say, nothing more and nothing less. Fill this place with thy power, my presence, and thy glory. May every young person leave here tonight with a determination that they will not quit. Help us tonight, Lord, in this service, and I'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory. And everybody said, amen. I need to preach for a little bit tonight, and I don't believe in jewelry. And I think you understand that before I'm done. But I need to preach for a little while tonight on bore a hole in my ear. Bore a hole in my ear. We read to you tonight about a servant in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, it wasn't like today. If you went out there and you racked up a debt and you couldn't pay it off, there wasn't no such thing as bankruptcy. You went to whoever you owed that money to and you become their servant. And you had to work for them 7 years. But at the end of 7 years, you could go free. Or at the year of Jubilee, you could go free. But this Bible telling this that he will serve his master 6 years shall he serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he's got a wife, if he's had a wife, when he came he can take them with him. But if he comes to and works for this man, if he had a wife or children, he has to leave them with his master, and then he can go his own way. But if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, and I will not leave him. I don't want to go nowhere else. Then he was to go into town. They was to go before the judges, and they was to take their ear and stick it on the doorpost. And the servant would literally bore a hole in this servant's earlobe and say that this man has, before all of you, I'm not making him stay against what the law says, but he has chosen of his own free will to remain my servant and to stay with me. And I want to preach tonight about falling in love with Jesus Christ. Amen. Until you are willing to go to the doorpost and to say, God, mark me for life because I love you with all of my heart, and I am not interested in what this world has to offer. I am not interested in the things of this world. I am not interested in ever finding out what's outside the boundaries that you have set for me. I will stay with you for the rest of my life. So just go ahead and bore a hole in my ear. Come on now. I need to talk to you a little bit here tonight. I'll preach to you in a minute. I thought about this message tonight. Just on Brother Steve. We got her flipped on here at the bottom. You may have that battery in there backwards. I thought about this here tonight. Is that plugged up? As we're here in this service, you know, before you can even realize it, you're going to be out on your own. You're going to be doing your own thing, and nobody will tell you what to do. You just yesterday, I sat right where you sit. I wouldn't say that Mom and Dad drugged me up here. I wanted to come, and they wanted me to come, and so that worked out good, and we just come. But in a way, they pretty much just made me come along, and here I am now. But after a while, I turned 18 years of age before I knew it, and Mama didn't make me go to church no more. Mama didn't make me come to youth camp no more. Mama didn't do nothing. Mama didn't make me keep a haircut and wear long breeches and not smoke cigarettes. All of these things became my own choice. Amen. But I want to tell you, at this youth camp, I fell in love with the Master Jesus Christ. Amen. And I made up my mind that I didn't want to know what the world was. I made up my mind. I never knew they wanted to know the darkness of sin. I made up my mind, Brother Jeremy Clark, if I never knew what a bar stool looked like, I did not care. And I took a trip to the doorpost and I told Jesus to bore a hole in my ear and to set his mark on me, because I loved him and I would not leave him. Come on now. The servant had an option. He could go or he could stay. It was all up to him. And I want you to know that before you know it, that you'll be just like Brother Marquis. You will have your own option. Nobody will make you serve God. And I want to tell you, I may mention this again in this youth camp. Amen. The reason the devil is pulling so hard on you is if he can keep you out of church until you get 18, and keep you from getting in on these altars until you're older, and keep you from praying until you get 18 and 19, and there's nobody watching over you, he has a very, very good chance of keeping you out the rest of your life. And that's why I'm preaching tonight the importance of coming to this altar. Amen. And laying your ear down and saying, God, put your mark upon me. Amen. I love you and I don't want to go nowhere else. I don't want to look back. I don't want to backslide. I want to serve you with all of my heart. Woo! We get a working brother for now.
I feel like I might need a little freedom around here. Praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Listen to me right now. I'm here to tell you. I want to make this clear to you before I get on into the main part of my message. You are going to be marked by one or the other. You are going to be a servant to one or the other. There's no middle ground. You'll either love one and hate the other, the Bible said, or you will hate that one and love this one. And I'm here to tell you that we're using a symbolic figure of what they used to do of boring a hole in the ear. But I want to tell you, I have seen the mark of the other master, whose name is Satan, and it is more than a hole in the ear. I have seen him put a hole in the face where they chewed tobacco, his tobacco, and it rotted their faces off. Oh, listen to me. I remember a man by the name of Johnny who used to come to our church, and eaten his whole face and got ate up with cancer, where he chewed tobacco for years. He really had to put skin grafts. He was a horrible, horrible looking sight. You know what happened? He went to the wrong post. He took to the wrong master, and he took the wrong mark. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't serve God, you will be marked by the devil, and the mark that he'll leave on your life will be more than a hole in your ear. It may be a hole in your heart. I have walked with my daddy, young men, through the hospital room to visit a young man who took his first cigarette one day and smoked it. And when he did, the master that he was serving put his mark on him. And as he laid there and gasped and coughed for air because cigarettes had ruined his lungs, I realized he had took his mark from his master. Come on now. My uncle just passed away not long ago. Uncle Mike, yellow from head to toe, where whiskey had left its mark on his life. My Uncle John Henry, I'm here to tell you right now, but you know what was so bad? It was yellow from head to toe. His liver was gone. They said, we don't know how you live. Amen. But even as he wanted, he turned it up one after another. Amen. Because the taskmaster, the master that he had chose, refused to give him a break. And he drank one after the other, even when he didn't even know how he was living. And so I come to tell you tonight, amen, that the master, amen, is going to leave a mark on you. But tonight you must choose which master you're going to serve. And who's going to bore a hole in your ear? And I'm here to tell you tonight, you're not going to find none better than Jesus Christ. You're not going to find no better master than our Lord and Savior. So why not in this youth camp tonight, do you dedicate your life to Him and say, I love you, God, and I will not leave you. Woo! Come on now. But servant, don't you realize that you could be free if you just got away from this man? No, you don't understand, sir. I've never had more freedom than I do with this master, Jesus Christ. No, you're in bondage, preacher. You can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't cuss. No, it's not bondage, it's freedom. Woo! I'm preaching a humble hole in my ear tonight. I'm here to tell you, young men, serving God is not bondage. It's liberty. Woo! Amen. It's freedom from cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, demon possession, heartache, pain, misery. Amen. Serving God is the greatest freedom that you will ever find and that you will ever have. Woo! Glory to God. Brother Trice, a few years ago, you sit in the back of this place with a ponytail. I know you don't like to remember that. Didn't you have a big old bushy beard, too? Oh, Lord, I hate them things. Hey, amen. Some of you ain't got to worry about that yet. Hey, amen. But if you do grow up, hate them stupid things. He was a bushy-haired looking long. Come on now. And he was taking a mark from his master. He was dragging him down. He was miserable, sad, empty, lonely, bound by habits that he didn't want to have. Hey, amen. But right back here in this youth camp a few years ago, Brother Trice got to an altar somewhere, had his cedar up here. I can't remember. And he said, Lord, I'm changing masters. I'm going to the post. Bore a hole in my ear because I love you and I will not leave. Woo! I'm not going to feel like preaching here in just a minute. Y'all might not want to go nowhere. Well, me and you, Brother Snoggle, we've been in this thing a while. We can't talk like them old grandpas, you know, 50 years. But we've been in it a while. We just made up our minds. Was we angels? Pretty close. Hey, amen. But I want to tell you, you don't believe us? Ask our wives. That's phenomenal. We just made up our minds that this year was too good to leave. What we felt around here, it made us cry and shout at the same time. And we just said, I love you, Jesus. And I will not leave you. You promised you'd never leave me nor forsake me. You'd go with me always. And guess what, Lord? I done made up my mind. I may stumble a little bit, but I love you and I'm not leaving you either. Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, some of you young ladies, you young men at this altar, you was undecided last night. You weren't sure you wanted to sell out. But I'm here to tell you, you'll not find any better way. You'll not find any better master to serve. So why don't you get to this altar? Why don't you say, God, bore a hole in my ear? There's a lost mom and daddy in this place tonight. You're a servant of Satan. And I'm here to tell you now, if you're a servant of sin, you're a servant of the devil. Come on now. They go hand in hand. I'm here to tell you, you can find a better master. He'll treat you a lot better than that one you're serving. Hallelujah. Oh, I need to hurry. And I need to talk to you about some things. There's three things that this mark, this hole in the ear does. The first thing that it does is it reminds me that I am not for sale. I have made up my mind, Brother Jeremy. I've been to the post. I've got the price tag taken off. And every time the devil offers a bid, he'll say, you're wasting your time, devil, because I've done sold out to the master. Come on now. And I'm here to tell you, as long as you're undecided, the devil's going to keep bidding on your life. But I'm here to tell you, when the world's temptations come up in front of you, amen, you wouldn't be so tempted with them if you had something to remind you that those things are not an option. Come on now. I said, if you could get to this, make up your mind and get 100% sold out. Amen. Then the things of this world would no longer tempt you so bad, because you would constantly be reminded, I have made a trip to the post. I have sold out to God. I love my master, and I will not leave him. And the second thing that this hole in my ear does is it reminds the world that I'm not for sale. Woo! Come on here now. Young lady, when you walk through the mall and you've got that long dress on and there's no split in it and your hair is not cut, amen, and you ain't got no rings on and no jewelry, when the world looks at you, they say that person has done sold out to something. They belong to somebody else. Come on now. Amen. It's not hard to tell when you see an old kid with some old boy with his fingernails painted black and his eyes, the hair dyed black. Amen. And evil, demonic chains hanging around his neck. You know who his master is. Amen. I'm telling you, that's not the one I want. I want to walk through this world and let this world know I belong to Jesus. He's my master, and I love him. Oh, I want this world to know I have made a trip to the post. I have told God, bore a hole in my ear. Woo! Brother Brent, you understand that. I'm struggling. You know why? Because there's still a price tag hanging on you. And as long as the devil knows there's no hole in your ear, spiritually speaking, he's going to keep making bids. We don't believe in sanctification, second definite work. You don't get it all in one lump sum. And I've seen some that said they definitely needed to progress. And I've seen some that said they're progressive, and they definitely need to progress. And some that was definite, that definitely need to get some more. And I'm here to tell you right now, you're not going to be perfect, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not here to tell you that you ever reach a place in God where you're above temptation. Amen. Because the devil, even God, was tempted. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. He must never got second definite work, I guess. Amen. Because the Bible said he was tempted. And I'm here to tell you, you'll not reach a place where the devil will quit trying to get you. But you can reach a place where the devil will back off and leave you alone, because he realizes there's no sense in trying to make a bid, because you have been to the post. You have said, bore a hole in my ear. I love my master, and I will not leave him. Woo! I'm here to tell you, me and Brother Jones are not at this youth camp for you just to get a temporary thrill every night. How we want you to shout and jump and buck and holler And Jumping Johnny didn't wait around. He got in on the first night. And I love every minute of it. And I'm planning on doing something myself. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to get something that will last you the next year. And the next year. And the next year. And you know what it is? It's called making a trip to the post. It's called selling out. It's called giving it all to God. It's called making up your mind that you love Jesus. And you will not leave Him. Well, I'm feeling better. Come on now. Y'all ready for point number three in this dynamic three-part series? Y'all, can y'all handle it? Whew. Whoa, you're going to love this, Brother Matt. But don't preach this because somebody said, I already heard that. Listen to me. The third thing this hole in my ear does, first of all, it reminds me that I've sold out. It reminds the world that I'm not for sale. But I like this best of all. It reminds the master that I sold out for him. Hallelujah. And Sister Garrison, every time I'm in trouble and he looks down at me, wait a minute, that one's mine, devil. Whew. Y'all feeling what I'm feeling in this place tonight? My Lord, help me preach, Uncle. I mean, I'm here to tell you, when I'm down in trouble, the master looks down and he says, that one's mine. He could have went free. He could have been rebellious. He could have done his own thing. But he made a choice. I love my master and I will not leave him. Now, therefore, I will help him. I will deliver him. I will bring him out. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship God tonight. And if the servant will plainly say, I love my master and I will not go free, and take him out to the post, mark him for life, he's made his choice. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I want to talk to y'all young people. Y'all listen to me tonight. Boy, y'all helped me so good. I'm going to tell you something. You see, I was home like y'all. Mom and Dad paid the bills and all this stuff. And I didn't need Jesus as much then. Because, see, I didn't think. Because Mom and Dad was my Jesus. They paid all the bills and put the food on the table. And I just, said that was all I needed. But it won't be long. Like I was talking about, you're going to be out there. And that's when you're really going to need Him. You need Him now. Don't get me wrong. You know that. But you're going to get out there and you're going to need Him. And me and my wife got clean out in Arkansas driving my little truck and pushed in the pedal and the clutch went pop. And that was the end of that clutch. And I power shifted into a church that had never laid eyes on me. And the pastor was the only man I knew and he wasn't even there. He invited me to come and preach and not a soul around. And the devil said, now what are you going to do, Bubba? And after my clutch went out on the way, finishing getting there, the transmission went out. Fifth gear and sixth gear went out. And I pulled in that place and I preached encouragement to those people that I did not feel. Some of you heard me tell this. But I got in there that night and I preached encouragement. And I got done and I was sitting down about to cry saying, God, what am I going to do? I ain't got no money. But I'm talking about a hole in my ear. And the master looked down from heaven. And he said, hold on just a minute. Who is that down there in that truck? I think I see something. Well, bless God, that's one of mine. Whew. Woo! And he went to the post. He said he loved me and he wouldn't leave me. And guess what? I ain't leaving him now. And Brother Jimbo Pittman, that man got up and was running that service, didn't know me from nowhere. And all he said was, bless God, Brother Brent's got transmission trouble. Help get that thing fixed. And would you believe it? It said $800 later. I was a crying. And I heard the master say, I love you too, Brent. And I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you either. I'll go with you always. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad. I went to the post. I bore and got a hole in my ear. I'm so glad that he's mine and I am his. Woo!
I know you're just young people, but I need to tell you a little bit more about this mastermind. Y'all think it's hot outside? Y'all ever been to Texas? They got spiders up there that big. It's a good place to be from. Come on now. So is Oklahoma. It's a God-forsaken place. It really is. Listen to me. It's hot out there. It's too hot. And by the evening time, 110 degrees. And after all this, the Lord done, I left that meeting, went to camp meeting. They took up $2,000 for me. I got my transmission fixed, paid my bills. And I needed an air conditioner in my trailer. It was 900 degrees in my trailer in the evening time. We was a cooking. We had a sauna and we didn't want one. And I didn't have a heart to ask the Lord for anything more after all he just done for me just that previous week. But I priced that air conditioner $700. And I said, Lord, what will I do here? I just looked at it and I was just daydreaming, you know. And a preacher come in there that night, walked in there, said, I was praying today. Brother Jerry Bragg, you need something tonight? You got the master. Don't worry about it. You done been in the post. He knows what you need. And the preacher walked in there, said, I was praying today and the Lord spoke to me. He said, come over here and take up money for an air conditioner. Come on now. I said, well, hold on. There ain't but 20 people here, and I just priced it $700. He didn't know I'd prayed about it, asked about it, thought about it, or nothing. I hadn't mentioned it to him. And listen to me, got up and said, let's take up some money. Said, thank you, not for $700. I mean, I tell you, you'll go above and beyond. But the devil will take you down and kick you in a hole when he's done with you. But Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is the best friend a man could have. So why don't you make up your mind? I love my master. And I will not leave him. I'm closing. I want to tell you something. How many of you young people have heard about the mark of the beast? We don't want that thing, do we? A lot of people worried about the mark of the beast. And you read about it in Revelation 13, I believe it is. But if you go over that next chapter, there are some other people that had some marks. John said he saw 144,000. 144,000. They didn't have 666 or whatever you think it's going to be. But, brother, the Bible said they had his father's name in their forehead. Huh? Who was those people? They done, those people went to the post. Said, we're not worried about the mark of the beast. Young people, you ain't got to be worried about the mark of the beast if you've got the master's mark of love on your life. You don't have to worry about the mark of the beast because if you're sold out to the Lord, you wouldn't take it if they made you. Come on now. I'm here to tell you, I'm not worried about the end. I'm worried about getting the mark of Jesus Christ on my life because I want him to look down on me. I need him. I desire him. I love him. Bore a hole in my ear. I said, I'm closing. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, this mark. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How about it tonight, young people? Why don't you make up your mind to say no to the devil? Depart from iniquity. And say, Lord, I want you to know that I'm one of yours in this youth camp tonight. You can live it. You can make it. You can serve God. Let's stand our feet tonight. I appreciate the good response from you young people, and we're looking for more right now. Might as well torment the Holcombs a little bit more. They need to be wore out before they go home. Brother Garrison's too easy on them. Come on, Holcomb crew, and sing for me. We're not trying to cut anybody out. But most of these are counselors, and that lets the kids get in the altars and pray. Kids, don't worry about these instruments for a while. Let some adult play them or something. You worry about getting in these altars. History tells of a Polycarp, a martyr for the gospel's sake. They built a fire around him, and they tied him to a stake.
The fire could not consume him, so they pierced him with a sword. But the blood ran down and put out that fire. Still he praised the Lord. Now all these years I've served him, and he's never done me no wrong. I won't repent, and I won't recant. Just tell me, why should? Because he ain't never done me nothing. Never done me nothing but good. Brother Matt Spinal, you've been to the post. I just got a question for you. Has he ever done you anything but good?
Never.
Have you ever regretted the choice that you made?
Not once.
Oh! Oh, Sister Marcia, have you ever regretted choosing Jesus? Praise God, bless him, Bo. Hey, man, you've been in this thing a while. Have you ever regretted that you made a trip to the post?
No, never.
Not once? You mean you never just wanted to go out there and be wild and party and see, huh?
No, never.
Oh, I love my master. And I will not leave him. Am I going to face a little temptation? Yeah, you'll face some temptation. But if you'll make up your mind, it'll be a lot easier to deal with. Brother Brennan, am I always going to be on the mountain? No, there's some rough times. Surely that servant, he had to work. He got sweat on his brow. But he said, I ain't going to get no better than this. Come on now. There'll be some work. There'll be some hard times. Sir, start singing something, kids. There'll be some. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it'll be worth it all. I need to know tonight by a show of hands, how many of my young people here tonight, 20 and younger, would lift your hand and say, Brother Brad, I'm going to the post. Come on. Slip your hand up right now. Come on now. Brother Brent, I'm serving the Lord. Hold it up high and wave it at the devil. Whew. Devil, you might as well give up, because I'm going to choose Jesus. I like what I feel right here with him. You can't offer me nothing that compares to the good Holy Ghost. Come on, wave a hand at the devil. You can't offer me nothing that compares to this. Well, Brother Trice, you ain't 20, but wave your hand and tell the devil, praise God, I've got a hole in my ear. I ain't a looking back. I'm not looking for anything else. I'm staying. Wave your hand at me, Brother Jeremy, if you're going to stay with God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Shake something tonight.
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing,
and we're singing right now.
Oh,
step
no,
out of your seat. Come to this altar and stand.
Nothing,
if you're going to tell the Lord,
me nothing,
Mark, I'm yours.